This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do some NFL draft here on the show. I want to close with a couple of things that we think we know about the NFL draft. But a couple newsy items, Ken, as a result of Peter Schrager's mock draft today, one of the hosts of Good Morning Football from the NFL Network, someone who's very plugged in, right? So talks to a lot of people, et cetera.
Yep.
So I think this is interesting. So I want to ask you a series of questions and give you a series of little bullet points here, have you react quickly, and then we'll get to the what we think we know. So
sure.
Let's start here. This is Schrager on the number 3 overall pick. He mocked Mac Jones to the 49ers, but added in the mock, I'm told the 49ers have not yet made a decision, which kind of jives with what you said on the show yesterday,
yep.
Right? Like they're going to take one of the three guys and they don't know who yet. So my question to you, Ken, should we all just be betting Trey Lance plus 270 if we don't know and just bet the best odds right now?
Well, that was the one of the things we floated yesterday was like, if it's really 33.3% each way because we have no information, then, you know, is that price a little good? I guess so. I think if you could find any of the three, like Fields over 3.5 for a while was like -115 in a spot, -110. Because like basically it's the same thing, right? You're basically just betting him not. So the other two, yes. And you get -110 on that. So I honestly don't think there's a bet on the third pick that I like making right now. I really don't think it makes any sense. And part of the reason for that is if it was all three guys, I'd be like, okay, like, yeah, I understand. And the markets are kind of priced like there's not really a way to take advantage of even that uncertainty, right? I mean, it's just Trey Lance, I guess, at that price, but I don't think there's like an action that's worth taking here necessarily. Everyone's trying to guess at this and I get that. And it's fun to guess and it's exciting, but I don't think there's like a bet that's necessarily worth making that's going to improve in our favor for sure.
Schrager has the Carolina Panthers staying put at pick number 8 and selecting Justin Fields. So they take a quarterback in this mock draft.
Okay.
They have not yet picked up Sam Darnold's 5th-year option. So I personally like don't think that's going to happen. But I mean,
I also
don't talk to people in the Panthers organization and maybe he does. So
well, it's Fields. Like if he gave the Niners Fields, Carolina's never taking a quarterback there. I don't think. I think my guess is his sell, having not read the text of the mock draft, I saw somebody sent me the picks. It has to be like, well, Fields is this generational like guy who's awesome.
And he's so there.
Like, right. And he's there. But that's like an easy, that's like a mock draft cop out, to be honest. That's like, this is really cool in a mock draft because I get to write this. As opposed to like, as opposed to that Fields is ever even going to be there, or that somebody's not going to trade up, or Atlanta's not going to take him if San Francisco doesn't. I mean, there's so many permutations there.
Here's the Giants taking a cornerback, J.C. Horn, the son of Joe. I have also heard from a couple different sources that the Giants are looking hard at cornerbacks, which as a fan kind of makes me sick because they just signed Adoree Jackson, wasted a first round pick on DeAndre Baker,
right.
Who's going to, like, I don't actually shouldn't say.
Well, that's the part. That's the part that's like really upsetting from just a personnel standpoint. Forget the personal side of it.
Because they had
you use a pick on nothing. First. Yeah. Right.
Yes. Correct. And maybe not the Giants' fault. Doesn't really matter. So I feel like a lot of people assume that the Giants are taking a receiver, right? Like, I feel like that's been most commonly mocked to them, right?
I've heard that.
Smith or Waddle. Yep. You know, adding another weapon for Daniel Jones to join Galladay and Kyle Rudolph as like additions that they made this offseason here. I'm just saying, I don't know that they're going to take a corner, but I do just want to say that I have also kind of heard from multiple people that the Giants are looking hard at cornerbacks here. So almost like a, and this will kind of dovetail in with another conversation I want to have here, but don't be shocked if the Giants actually take a cornerback. I would not be surprised if that actually happened in round number 1 at pick number 11.
So if the Cowboys took Surtain at 10, you think you there's at least a non-zero chance they would take Horn at 11 and feel pretty good about it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No question about it in my mind. And also, like, report came out today that the Giants are considering trading down. I don't believe that for one second. Gettleman has literally never once traded down in his career as a GM. I guess there are first times for everything, but I wouldn't necessarily bet on that happening.
Okay.
You better you bet BetQL Audio Network, Costos and Barkley, wrapping up the Tuesday show with some NFL draft talk. I got a couple things, Ken, that I feel like we know right now. Niners are speculation. Carolina speculation. Giants are speculation.
Well, Niners are speculation, but it's for sure a quarterback. I think that's
correct.
Important. Right.
Correct. It's just which
we know it's a quarterback.
Correct. Right. So that's what I mean by speculation. Because
well,
like,
that affects like, but that affects like all the skill position players. Like they can't go third. They're not going third.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So I think there are a couple things that we actually do know right now.
Okay.
Number one would be, and look, no is a relative term. Like, we'd actually don't know for certain until like an actual.
That we're the most confident about.
Yeah. That I think Micah Parsons, the Penn State linebacker, slipping out of the range of his over-under position feels to me like it's pretty likely at this point now. And you heard Eric Edholm even say when he came out with this earlier, like, he knows the Lions. He's talked to someone in the Lions organization. They like Micah Parsons, but they may not like him enough to pick him at number seven. So maybe you trade back and you look to take Micah Parsons, right? And we are now starting to see in a consensus, basically, with the mock drafters out there. And look, I used to do mock drafts and I don't know anything. So like, I'm talking like real, like serious, respected people that do mock drafts, where we're seeing Parsons go like 15th the earliest. A number of mock drafts have Parsons going 17th to the Raiders, which I think is really funny, where it's like, the NFL doesn't find value in off-ball linebackers. Here's John Gruden. Like,
right, Gruden storming into the room. Parsons!
Yeah. So 12 and a, it was, I bet 11 and a half last week over
it's
11
all it's done is move up. Yeah, all it's done is move up.
I don't know if it's 12 and a half or 13 and a half. Like, I've seen both at different places here.
I have 12 and a half on my phone right now. That's a bet. Or that's a market that's available.
I feel pretty good about the Parsons over right now. I just think it makes sense when you factor in what everyone's hearing right now and the fact that the position is not really valued. It doesn't mean he won't be a great player potentially, but I don't know. I think that's my 11 and a half. I feel especially good about, but I feel like that's a decent bet. And Connor Allen was on the show with us yesterday from 4 for 4. And he said he liked that as well.
Well, I think like really easy, like fundamental, you're talking about what we know. I mean, really easy fundamental exercise. Can Parsons ever go fourth? No. Can he ever go fifth? No. Can he ever go sixth? No. Seventh is the first time where he has a probability of being selected. Right. You know, does a team ever trade to 8, 9, 10, 11
no.
to pick him? No.
Never.
You know, realistically, it's like whatever probability you want to apply to the Lions at 7, whatever probability you want to apply to the Lions trading down but staying within the range where he still goes over and taking him for a team maybe Denver wants to trade up to make sure they get the quarterback that they, you know, something like that happens.
And I do think, by the way, if Denver stays put at 9, I think that there's a non-zero chance that they would take him also.
Okay, so now we have a probability of him being taken 9. So, I mean, again, it is a math problem, and it's not. Like, it is in terms of you could just literally be like, what are the available spots? Like, it's musical chairs. Like, there are certain spots where he can go. Try to come up with kind of a back-of-the-notebook probability you think he goes along with all the other players that might be available. You're at least on your way to figuring out whether the bet is worth making. There aren't a lot of spots where he goes, I think, is why you think that bet is desirable. Like, there's not right. even, there's a lot of spaces that are zero, like that are literally zero that are
like no chance for Dallas. Like, with
correct.
All
that was the one I was about to bring up. Right. Yep. At, Giants, any chance?
I would be absolutely like the Giants
I can't
need
wait
like,
for this.
If, right. No, but if they're going defense, yeah. like they're, it's a pass rusher or a corner, like it's not a linebacker. Right. Like, that would be insane. Right. Like, I don't right. see it happen.
So no. we have some zeros. I think Dallas trading is kind of unlikely. And you think the Giants
Philly
trading
is zero. Philly right. at 12 is zero. Like Howie Roseman is not taking an off-ball linebacker with a 12.
Correct. That's their entire, literally their entire thing. So I mean, I think the reason why it's interesting is I just wanted to play that out to be like, look at all the places where it's zero. And I mean, you know, you just kind of figure out, all right, so if it's 40% at 7, 20% at 9, I mean, again, you start to kind of add this up and figure it out. And then when you simulate it, you'd be like, okay, well then you have to bet the over. I mean, you literally have to bet the over with all, because it's not even 40% at 7 for the Lions. The Lions are thinking about 10 players there and trading. I mean, the Parsons is probably 10% of their probability there, if that, maybe less for 7, and it's a little bit more further down. So I think it is kind of interesting. I still think the over, I'm kind of with you. It makes a lot of sense. I haven't bet it. I mean, it's moved a ton. I haven't bet it, but all of this makes a lot of sense to me. That's the best thing I can say right now.
Denver is the one that like that concerns me the most. Actually,
sure.
It's like quarterback or Parsons almost, yep. I feel like for the Broncos.
Makes
and,
sense.
And I've heard people tell me, like people told me, I've heard people tell me, obviously, that Denver's like for the quarterback position, their solution might be Teddy Bridgewater to pair with Drew Lock, which I think is suicide in the AFC West with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert in that division. But right. I mean, who the hell knows, you know, John Elway got Peyton Manning and then, you know, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Drew Lock, et cetera. I had a couple other ones here, but we don't have a lot of time. I think it's 99% the Cowboys go defense with their first pick.
Okay.
And I think it makes Sertan very interesting, 10 and a half. And I think it also makes Horn very interesting at 13 and a half. I think I like both their unders, and I've said that on the show.
Okay.
Where I think the Cowboys are going to go defense. And if it's not going to be Micah Parsons, and I don't think Dallas takes a linebacker, I think cornerback really makes a lot of sense for the Cowboys. So I think either one of those guys, Surtain and Horn, come into play for Dallas. And the Dolphins drafting a pass catcher, I feel like, is the other thing that's like seems to be like absolute consensus across the board, not including like Lawrence 1 and Wilson 2.
Well, and I saw somewhere that they signed DJ Fluker to play tackle like yesterday or something as a like kind of a weird and somebody was like,
he's like a swing guy, like he can play guard too.
But somebody was like, well, this decreases the chance they take a lineman and even further increases the chance they take a pass catcher. So this just goes to your point, like they shored up something that's not pass catcher.
Well, what I think it would do is maybe they would take an offensive lineman with their second first round pick, but not at number six overall.
Right. Right, which is kind of interesting. So I feel we're in a simpatico on that as well.
All right. I will talk to everyone on Monday. I'm off for the
rest
of the
week. Have a great
vacation. For a wedding. Thank you very much. Mark Malus is filling in for me for the rest of the week. So until Monday, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm DeCostos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Moose and Ken, Wednesday through Friday, here on the BetQL Audio Network. From Pro Bas-